You've been doing some research. Hey, guys. Fair one. Tommy.
I'm Shane. Wow, dude. Tommy was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Every one of these fucking weirdos that watches this show just was like, hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, fucking Angry Mike was probably yelling, fuck you at the
screen. Oh, Angry Mike must have been rock hard.
Yeah, dude. He's just looking for a steak.
We're just getting started, but you want to take a look?
No.
No, not yet. We'll get into it. I didn't mean to jump into it. I was just, you know.
Yeah. No, I knew what you were doing.
Excited for him.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. We got a packed house today. It's going to be a good one. We got Mike Feeney.
Hey,
on the panel.
You never know with radio shows if you're supposed to wait to be introduced or just kind of start talking.
Yeah, we kind of talk.
Yeah, you gotta,
yeah, I'm in. I'm in, baby.
Yeah, yeah, we don't. Yeah, we don't fucking. Yeah, we don't go by. There's no rules. There's no rules.
That's all I got.
Mike is a member of the alt-right. And then who else do we have?
Kill us, Mike.
Right before we started, he was just, telling me how much he loved Gavin and supported the Proud Boys and is really excited to be a part of the alt-right. And then who else do we have? These Black Proud Boys.
Ooh, these Black Proud Boys.
Too often.
You know what? I don't like that you started that, man.
Oh, Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah. That's why I just wore all the protests. I was like, I know where I'm going. I need to wear my colors.
The Gummy Bears here again. How you doing, kiddo?
Oh, that's me. Hello.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you're a fucking brown gummy bear.
You're the best.
Can I be a proud boy with an I?
Okay. Nah.
Why ruin it, dude? Why ruin it? Stay the course. Don't fuck it up.
Hi,
Care Bear and the Nunner.
Carrie. Nunner. You got nothing to plug?
I do. Hey, Dan.
So.
Yeah, man.
What up?
Nada. Yeah?
You still swimming in fucking...
text responses.
Come after that fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, I got no. People think I got like I fucking drop out of a helicopter and pull my dick out to get free drinks everywhere, but it didn't pay out. You know, it was a regional commercial.
Oh,
feels good though.
No, but it also it does. Well, I guess it does in that everyone thinks that you just did a Super Bowl, a national Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, I don't tell everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, yeah. I still walk like I'm jumping out of fucking helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. It's smart. Yeah,
you saw my jeans.
I immediately had so much more respect for. I was like, wow, that guy's out there working, hustling, going on auditions. Made me reevaluate my stuff, and you're like, oh, it was just like two cities, and I was like. That's where he belongs in my level of respect.
Yes.
Much lower.
Oh. Michael, now I know what you're doing. At first, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. He's just complimenting me.
Nice.
Yeah, he's got a great smile. But you listen to his words, that's why his teeth are like that.
You know?
He's
that's
got a fucking piano in his mouth, and you just stare at his face, you know?
Tricked you.
Yeah, he did trick me. But anyway, it was fun. It was fun.
I remember, he told me, like, what it was. You know, it was a regional commercial, and, like, how much you got paid? That was between us, nothing crazy. But then when the commercial came on, someone I was with was like, "God damn, he must have made like fucking six figures on that."
Well, dude, that's what they.
I was like,
dude, that's what my dad said. My dad texted me. He was like, "Whoa, Tommy's in a commercial." And I was like, "Yeah, it's good for him." He went, and it was literally 15 minutes. He goes. What do you think he got paid for that? 15
like,
grand, my dad
paid?
Guessed.
And in my head, I knew the answer, but I didn't want to fucking.
I have.
Didn't want to blow up your spot and be like, no, he still owes me money.
I have a shared credit card with an ex girlfriend. No joke. Ex girlfriend, two exes ago. This is like 6 years. And we took my.
And you guys have a shared credit card?
My parents to Italy. And racked up like the airfare, all
she's
that stuff.
By the way, she's hot too. So this is two fucking hot idiots.
Yeah,
taking out a credit card to take their family, their WAP family, back to the motherland.
Taking my dad out of Jersey. It's the furthest he went.
Yeah.
And so she obviously was the first text I got. Was like, "Hey, congrats! By the way, am I seeing any of that fucking that money?" And I was like, "Well, no, it was just regional, and I didn't get the."
I would not believe it if I was her.
Yeah, no, of course.
There's a way to.
Of course, she didn't.
Yeah.
He was the Monopoly man swinging a cane down the street.
No, what you're talking about, Ridgewood? Sorry, sweetheart. On the lamb, you know.
Anyway, she's dead now, so.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yo.
No, what?
I got to get this off. I know I was talking about it before the show, and you guys didn't watch, but how about that State of the Union?
Woo! I didn't see it.
Boy, oh boy. Sometimes.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
Nah. I didn't see it. But
I thought black viewership was the highest it's ever been.
I wasn't part of that.
Those Trump numbers,
Empire on or something.
Yeah,
he was working the crowd like a black comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
He was killing it.
Yeah,
he was doing the Def Jam State of the Union.
Oh, The thing I've seen are just like the pictures of Nancy Pelosi doing the fuck you clap. You know,
that's all right. All right, but in reality, for real, I'm not a big Trump guy.
You just quote him all day long.
But boy, he fucking crushed.
Yeah, did he?
He crushed.
Did he do well?
If you looked at just the speech,
yeah,
had no idea. Like,
not facts.
The facts he said, he was like, Americans are getting killed by immigrants at. You can't even count how many they're dying.
Yeah, you can't even. There's no way to quantify.
Yeah, yeah. And then CNN was like, it's 58. But I was reading an article that was like, if you looked at just this speech and didn't know anything about his presidency, you'd be like, damn.
Yeah.
He ended up being a great fucking president. Like, he gave a fucking great speech. It was crazy.
Is it because he was confident when he
was confident? He was just standing up there fucking delivering. And then
was he
riffing, going off book.
He was riffing a couple
book.
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always all book, right? Is that what he does?
Yeah, but then for like the State of the Union, it's got to be like verbatim. And then he went out and he tossed some in.
Yeah.
He was making the crowd laugh because female Democrats, especially a lot of the newly elected ones like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they all wore white to be like, I don't know, some fucking, because some sort of white power move. And they all started, they never clapped the entire time, but then he started talking about how, like, this is the most women have ever been employed in American history, like, all that shit.
Yeah.
And they started clapping. They, like, stood up and, like, clapped in his face, kind of, but he was like, oh, this is good. This is me. I did this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they kept standing, and they went to sit down. He was like, no, keep standing. You're going to like this next stat.
No.
And another one, and they were like,
nice.
It was fucking sick.
So, what were you talking about, Buzz Aldrin? I had no idea that guy was so
Well, he brought up, like, fucking... D-Day. He was bringing up dudes from D-Day. Normandy. He was like, yo, remember when America was the shit, dude? He's got these fucking three dudes from Normandy up here. And then he was bringing out black people left and right. He was fucking...
Did he make fun of John McCain?
Not during the stage.
Wasn't he like, I was reading his book? Yeah.
Like, was post-interview? He just fucking...
Yeah,
dead John McCain.
His wrap-up show.
Around
his neck. I forgot one bust.
Yeah. No, it was pregame.
Oh, nice.
He was getting in people's heads pregame.
Oh, nice.
Conor McGregor, dude. He's got to talk some shit. And then once the fight starts, it's like, wow, he's an artist. But he had Buzz Aldrin up there. He was like, we fucking fucked up the Nazis. We went to the fucking moon. Buzz, stand up.
Yeah.
Mind the people. And then you see Buzz Aldrin's crazy ass stand up.
There was just some relevant. Yeah. The guy, like, 3 years ago, like, well, get Buzz up. Buzz up. He's got a hook on him.
No, there were a couple. Dude, there was people that survived concentration camps.
So all he's doing is just tugging on the strings of like history where he had nothing to do with.
Yeah, but he also tossed in some fucking. This is what we're doing.
Modern day. He's just like, and he's like, and remember the Corvette, and then like.
That's actually.
I like if you took claim for everything. Yeah. The concentration camps, which I ended.
Yeah.
And he's like, and we got this wall, and there's just like a Mexican dude in a giant brick costume comes out sideways.
I don't know where to go.
Okay, well, he's being played by a Mexican.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't find.
Well, it's good labor.
Yeah, stand-in, non-union.
Damn.
Regional.
Do you guys think
they should get Dominic Hasek to play the wall? I mean, great goaltender, just down there deflecting fucking beaners. Yeah. Say beaners.
I saw it.
Just he waffle boarded it.
Your eyes.
Just Dominic Hasek. Get him down to the wall. Get him down to the border. Glove save, dude. Catching kids.
Oh, well, Mike, thanks for...
Yeah, thanks for coming down.
Is that it? Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
We're done, man.
Usually I'm in control of my racial slurs. That one came out.
So funny. We usually have like a pregame couple beers to find out what we really want to dive into. And Nunn's going on like a cult trip next week that I'm really excited about. It's going to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Who is going on a cult?
Nunn.
John Boy Nunn.
Going on a cult trip?
Yeah, I'm doing for a project I'm doing. I've been writing about cults, and the cult that I've been talking to invited me to a full moon ceremony in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
They call themselves a cult?
Well, they.
That's like the first rule of a cult. Call yourself. You have to be like, nah, we're just a group. We hang out. Like, meet up.
I think. You know? I think like they're a postmodern cult. They embrace that.
They're ironic. They're the hipster cults. They're
adapted.
Have you ever been to Albuquerque?
No. Yeah, I'm driving to Albuquerque and
stinks. Yeah,
like it's just there.
Yeah, I was afraid.
Oh, you and Soderwit.
was afraid of Indians the whole time.
Yeah, they were afraid of you. Native I think Americans. A little bit.
They remembered me, dude. They saw me. Well, what's going on?
Tell us, dude.
Well, their Bufon is flying in from Nigeria, and he's doing a mass ceremony in the desert under the full moon.
Is it a white guy?
No.
What are they like? Believe or practice? Like, what's their like?
They do like. What's different? It's basically yoga sex cult.
Yoga sex.
And they believe that like. All knowledge isn't gained, it's unlocked through meditation and sex. So, like...
I know why you chose this one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let me do some study.
Yeah.
You definitely haven't had sex with me.
Yeah. So, yeah, they believe, like...
Nothing's... People are just like...
Yeah. I know less now, somehow, than I did.
Yeah, they believe that, like, you can unlock all knowledge in the universe and break down reality through meditation and sex and turn reality on and off like a faucet.
Wait, so like you can come enough and you just learn Chinese?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like the Matrix.
Like through meditation, and you can like, if you like the way ecstasy makes you feel, you can just turn that on and off like a faucet in your brain because those are just chemicals unleashed.
Oh, so they're retarded.
Yeah.
Nah, I hope you come back and change the man. Like, they just get you. You're all in on this. You're just coming back like,
I hope none stays.
Yeah, it just doesn't come back.
Do they know that you're coming because you're writing something about culture? Do they think are you being like, I want to join?
A longtime friend is bringing me, and they know I'm writing something, so they're giving me time with the... leader to talk to him.
So like I judge like parents that I know are intelligent. Like I have a friend whose dad's a doctor and he still goes to church on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I judge him in a way. I'm like, well, so you believe in all of this and you're a brilliant man. So do you have any concerns about your buddy? Like, do you look at your friend like, so you're in a cult in the middle of a fucking desert?
He was like more negative than you when I knew him. Which was funny because we'd always just shit on people.
Well,
I really took a shot at you.
Maybe it'll turn
him more
out.
Of a pessimistic piece of shit than you.
He said, if you can believe it.
Who knows where it's going to end up? Maybe he's going to come.
And now he is like the most centered person I've ever met in my entire life. Like, he is.
I mean, he's fucking all the time.
Yeah, right.
That's the other. But like, also like,
he's
men
doing yoga and fucking.
In this religion, the men, like, this is so funny. He's like, I may have to take a vow of celibacy because I'm so good at fucking that it's changing these women's lives. And I think
you're still talking about me or this dude.
Yeah.
He was like, they'll start to seizure in the middle because they're having orgasms so intense.
Oh, hell yeah. And this is your buddy?
Of their 3-hour sex.
Have you watched him have sex? Is he telling the truth?
Yeah.
You got to watch him.
I question all of that.
He says while he's fucking them, he does like back massages that make them like, you know.
That's actually, it reminds me of me in high school with fingering. Yeah. I had to stop fingering because of how good I got at it.
Yeah. I do feel like I was a good fingerer. Yeah.
No joke, I took off.
Everybody thought that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
you had long. You had
nice girls.
Yeah.
You had a girl that pretended to like it.
Right.
It's a nice thing.
I had to take off a game, sit out a game because I hurt myself. Not from the actual finger, from getting in jeans. And
it's like a reverse maze for a while. You got to go in and back, you know what I mean? It doesn't work with the arms naturally.
Find the sponge and then...
Yeah, when you're a freshman in high school, you don't have the confidence to like take your belt off. You know, you don't do this. You bypass all of it, and then she has to go up, and then you go down.
Yeah.
It's like a.
But then once you're down, you got to get back up, baby.
Yeah,
that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the pussy was right where the dick was.
Yeah.
No,
up front.
Yeah.
You went in straight for it,
jabbing her belly button.
Yeah, you should finger and belly buttons for the first 5 years.
And then when I went down, I was like, whoa. Remember when you first touched a pussy? I'm still hard.
We also lived in the Titanic generation where we thought having sex in a car was hot. It is terrible. It's unreal.
It's not practical, I'll give you that. It is...
It's worse than a shower.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
I've got blown behind a dumpster and like...
Yeah.
Dude, did you see that video of that old man?
Yeah, obviously you have.
Fucking, yo, pull this up to say old man fucking behind a dumpster, and there's these young kids.
Hey Siri,
filming this dude, Just fucking this dude. I don't want to. I don't want to tell you the ending, but it's. It's the best. You'll see it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
You
fuck more than anyone in this room. No, or 12 block vicinity.
For a while, I was doing a lot of weird shit. Yeah, watch this video. Watch this. Dude.
What is happening?
Yo, man. Who is this man's father?
Wait for it.
Damn, is that a Florida Marlins hat?
It's like an old
God.
Wow, he's in an overcoat.
No, wait for it.
Oh no!
Is that a lady or another
no,
dude?
No, it's another dude.
Damn.
Oh, that's a damn fuck.
Just get the shame. Worked.
Nah, dude, let them live.
You gotta walk that off.
Let them live.
Let them be homeless and gay.
No, dude, he's not homeless. No, this dude's just getting fucking
They're for
raped.
Sure homeless. Look at that guy's. Oh, no, he did just get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
at a poor
that.
Angle.
They shop at Ross, but they're not homeless.
No, they're not homeless.
Those guys are probably homeless.
No, they are.
I don't think the dude in the yellow shirt. That was a clean yellow. That yellow shirt was bright. That wasn't a like sleeping in a dirt yellow tint.
He got that home. He got that shirt from the dumpster that day before they fucked. He was like, "You got to clean up." He's like, "I'm gonna find the best shirt."
They run like bowling leagues. They're into it. They know what they're doing. Look at this.
That is a homeless man.
No, it's not.
Not a homeless person.
Nah, that's not a homeless person.
Just because you're fat and drunk doesn't mean
see
you're
how
homeless.
That's a white guy, right?
And then got fucked in
how fucking tame he is, dude. He's outside all day.
He has zero shit with him. Homeless people have like shit with them, like at least a plastic bag full of shit.
Right.
The black dude in the blazer.
He did have a
that guy was probably he looked homeless. Like his he looked a little homeless, but.
Oh man.
Have you seen the video of the dude fingering the girl like through her pants and then snapping his fingers?
Not a black dude.
Spanish. He might be
nah,
just a Dego.
He's one of your people, Tommy. He's
just a Dego?
He's a yeah.
Yeah,
nah.
He's a,
that's why he's got that deep. That's why he's got
Italian,
that deep tint.
No, he's not
yeah,
Italian.
He is. He's got
no,
that
he's not.
Deep Italian tint. Look
no.
at him.
No, dude, he's a he's a
I
Mexican
love how
and
every
shit.
Article clothing's on a different angle. Yeah. You just get fucking dizzy staring at him.
That guy looks like Super Mario in the city.
Yeah, he's, dude,
he's
for sure his mustache twirls.
He's Italian.
That's cool they kept their hats on to fuck.
Yeah. Well, he's got like a Mariners hat on.
Yeah, a Marlins, a Florida Marlins hat.
I went with Florida Marlins, but yeah. Now it's now no one knows.
Yeah, fuck.
Bigger mystery. Are they white? Yes, they are white.
Are you saying none? Did you say something about it?
Didn't you see the, like, there's like two people waiting for an Uber, and the dude shoves his hands down the chick's pants.
Oh, in the day.
And fingers
her.
In like the middle of the day while she's smoking. Yeah. And then he starts sniffing his hands.
No, she smells his finger. She
oh,
just
yeah,
turns
yeah.
around.
She smells his fingers. That's it, yeah.
And they're
very casual.
Strangers?
Yeah. No, they're not strangers. Not, no.
There's no backstory. They're just standing on the street corner.
She's just having a cigarette, and this guy that looks like a Banana Republic mannequin just walks over, dips his finger in her butthole. She turns around casually and goes, and then continues with her cigarette.
What a world.
Y'all want to live that kind of life, man. Just a different kind of life.
I hate it.
Nah, you just not. People are living a better way. Just inhibited.
It's a shitty
whatever
way.
The word
a shitty life.
What?
That's a shitty time.
Nah, man, you put a finger
life.
In a butt, let Wait, somebody
I,
smell it.
You, know,
just,
I, yeah,
you just
I,
say yes to everything.
I'm a good. Look, here it is.
Right, right well, this there, seems but... nice.
Yeah,
that guy's a business
couple. I didn't know they were.
That is
white.
Not a swipe. He's making a daiquiri in that asshole.
What is
this?
Look,
this looks like a Target parking lot.
He just rubbed it all in the back of her hood.
She just turns around and continues with her Newport.
All right, but these people clearly. No, I thought you said that
a
like
weird
a stranger walked up and just raped a woman with his finger, and then was like, and then she was just smothered. It was.
This
cool.
is this
That's
is
just
a weird bit. Relationship.
This is just a primer.
You know what? I bet both of these people have just went through AA, and like, they look like sober people. Like, you know how sober people walk around? They're weird all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to function in society not drunk.
That guy looks
so
like
you're
Jared.
Saying he's fingering her ass because all of a sudden they're sober.
Yeah,
for the first
yeah, yeah.
Time.
That's, they
yeah,
don't
that's
know how to function
begin.
In society, so this is what they're used to.
Yeah. Dude, you should see me. Just sober January. I just go around fingering some assholes.
Haven't drank in a while.
I like to imagine him as Forrest Gump. All
that shit. Oh, yeah, it does look like Forrest. Well, that would make sense if he was retarded.
Whatever's going
Jenny,
on
smell my finger.
You doing impersonations now, dude?
It's a new thing.
That was good.
Yeah, it was a bit.
Yeah, that was a good chime in. That was a good chime in.
Open to attack.
Yeah, confidence back.
It's the last one tonight.
Anyway, that was...
Man, that dumpster fuck was...
Wild, dude. That crazy. Fucked me up for a while.
That dude sticking his head up was great.
Yeah.
Just had all over the place. Like, and he tripped over the end of the dumpster. Oh. Just getting fucking railed. The other dude was on all fours. The big cat. The guy that looked like a
cat was on all fours?
The cat was on all fours, like a rhino. Just taking that old stank dick.
Just had his wranglers around his knees.
I bet you they were both sober for the first time in a while.
I like how you keep looking at me.
Imagine like trying to control HIV. You're like a doctor. You're like, this is my goal. We got to fucking see. And then you see that video. You're like, well, how am I going to compete with it? How do I stop this?
Yeah.
Think about the VFW conversation that initiated this behind the dumpster fuck between two 65-year-old fucking vets.
Maybe they've...
This was homeless dudes.
They're not homeless.
These are not...
Homeless.
They're too clean to be homeless. Yeah. One of them was clean. One was clean. Some guy tried to fuck me on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was driving Lyft and he was like, he was being all nice and he was listening to me and he asked me to go smoke weed in his house and I was like, there's no way this is a trap. And he like fucking, he had like a bear rug on his thing, like on his wall. Like he like.
Oh, so you went in?
You went in.
I went in his house. Yeah. To smoke weed. I smoked weed. Yeah. Yeah. With this guy who wanted to fuck me. I didn't know he wanted to fuck me until the end.
He walked past this dude's
dad.
Fucking
you?
Like he met the guy's dad.
When dad
he
was there?
No, his dad was there.
His dad was there.
His dad was there. His dad was there.
How old was the kid?
It was
really? His dad was in the house?
Yeah. He was at his parents' house because he just got back from L.A. That's what he said.
Nice. Well, how old was he?
33.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was
he tricked
me. It was like 2 in the morning.
No, I didn't. It wasn't me. He tricked me into going in. It wasn't like I was like, he knew that weed was my kryptonite. He could smell it in my car.
Because you're black?
Yeah. I mean,
And then
I'm racist to gay. And I live with my parents. Come to my house.
Wow, dude, that's real fun.
Hey, hold on. Keep going.
Then he went in, right?
I went
this one's
in.
Actually
how did you
gay.
Go in?
Because I had just ran out of weed that morning. I was like, this is a chance to smoke some free weed.
You're a drug addict.
So you didn't consider, like, the fact
no,
that he
I
wanted
thought
to fuck?
I was like, oh, I was like, this guy, he looks like he might want to kill me, but he's not stronger than me. I can take him.
See,
I can take
okay.
him.
What did he look like?
He was like a... There's a professional wrestler named Eric Rowan. He
well,
looked
let's,
like
let's,
what did he
let's,
look
let's
like?
Talk about regular human terms.
He was bald. He had like a trimmed beard. Like now that I think about it, he was gay. But like at the time, I just thought I was like, this guy's fucking cool.
Did he look like Ginty?
Huh? No.
A white dude?
Skinny? It was a white guy. He had like tattoo sleeves on his arm.
Okay.
But it's like. His like shirt was like cuffed up, and he was wearing a vest on purpose, and a denim. Yeah, I didn't even
contrived.
Like. Yeah, I didn't even like assess it.
So
until,
when did he? When did he try to fuck you and how?
There's a lot of details I'm going into through a text right now. He put on. Did you say put on a MacBook playlist for you or something?
Yeah, he had a fuck LaMare playlist that he started fucking. I didn't even think about it until I left. He had this MacBook open, and it was Spotify, and he was
in your car in his house.
In his house. Oh, wow. And he wanted to show me pictures, but he was like, we'll get to that later. And I was like, cool. All right. Yeah.
How long were you in the place for?
An hour and a half.
All right, LeMay, we need to stop asking questions, and you need to fucking talk. Explain the fucking story, please.
Okay.
Do you understand that everyone in this room is asking questions
because
you can't fucking tell a story?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Tell me what happened.
So I'm driving Lyft at first, and then this guy gets in my car, and he's like, oh, hello. He's like real fancy, but I'm like, this guy's fucking cool. He talks weird. So
queered.
So we're driving to his house. It's like somewhere in New Brunswick, and then we're just talking, and
let's
then he talks
this guy.
I don't remember his name. He gave me a handshake. I tried to like give him like because the ride was over. I was like, yo man, here you go, goodbye. I was like trying to handshake him out of my car, but then he was like, I would like to hug you, and I was like, oh no.
Wait, was he up
very
front?
Subtle sign?
No, he was in the back.
And he you went for a handshake goodbye on a fucking like Uber?
Yeah, because he was sitting in my car and he kept talking to me. So I'm like, yo, man, get
out.
That's
how Ubers work. Was he in the front seat or the back?
The back.
The back.
Yeah.
You don't I'm sorry. You don't sit in and keep talking to me when I drop you off. You get out. I'm trying to go make more money.
But
well, that's the answer.
It is also as weird to be like, all right, have a good one.
Yeah, all the way through.
To be like, get out my car. Like, you know, like to me, like this is the this is the punctuation of the conversation.
That's the only part about his story that makes sense to me is because like you're thinking about it like normal people. Like your lift stops, you're like, all right, man, and you get out. But he's talking like you stop and then it's a person like and you just don't get out and you just keep talking to your Lyft driver. Right. That's weird as shit. And just kind of be like, all right,
what
bro.
What are you guys
just...
talking about?
What?
Hi, you motherfucker.
Sorry, beautiful.
We're talking about Louis C.K.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, so then you shake
real
hands.
You shake hands.
He calls your bluff. He stays.
He
called my bluff so hard, he stayed. He was like, he was like, I would like to hug you. And I made this face. I was like, I don't think I want to do that. And then he was like, I can give you a fist pound. So I gave him a pound. And I was like, yo, man, it was nice meeting you. And he was like, you want to go smoke weed? And I was like, ah, fuck. Yeah, I'll come smoke weed with you. So then we walk into his basement. And he's like, hey, Dad.
Like, oh, my God.
You know, this is not a, like a weed story. This is like a coke story.
Yeah.
Where someone's like, you want to do coke? And you're like, I'll do anything for coke. Yes. So yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. Yeah. After already being on an eight ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm coming from AC. Yeah.
I had a good set that night. I was running high, so I needed to make some money and hang out and chill. So he was like, hey, Dad. And then I walked by his dad, and I'm like, all right, I guess that's weird. This guy lives in a basement. He's just hanging out in the basement smoking weed, and that's fucking... It was a nice basement, though. It was a good basement. It had, like, stairs down. It was designed good. It had, like, a kitchen and a bathroom.
You're focusing so much on the stairs.
This is that just say yes shit I was talking about, man. That just say yes.
Yeah.
Same like, type of dude who'll put a finger in a butt outside.
You tell a story. If I shit my pants when I was, like, six,
yeah,
and my dad was like, start from the top. Tell me why you went doo-doo in your pants. In first grade,
basement was good. Stairs, stairs going down.
Basement, but then he shook my hand, and I went. That's it was okay.
I just expected basement questions, so I was like, I'll answer those already. You know.
How did you exit?
How did I exit?
Well, wait, no, we haven't.
Yeah, to the thing.
We're still on the step.
Damn it!
All I want to know is the story.
I'm looking at the clock.
So we walk into his basement, and then we sit in his kitchen. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna smoke up this weed. I just got it from California." I was like, "All right, cool, that's sweet." And then he goes into the bathroom for a little. He rolls up a joint. We smoke, and then we're talking, and he's like leading me down like gay paths. Like his goal is to fuck a straight man tonight.
Paps.
So like, you know, like he's like everything in his room was like, everything in his room was like conditioned to lead me to the fuck him.
Yes, dude. So,
yeah.
He's a predator.
Yeah.
He fucking fell into his bear trap.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, it was literally a bear trap. He came back out, rolled a joint, we smoked a little, and then he was like, do you like TV? Do you like any cartoons?
Yeah, you like cartoons?
Yeah.
What do you feel about oxygen? You like oxygen?
Yeah.
You like Dragon Ball Z? I got a
black dude kryptonite.
Suck like
no, him. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z. That Dragon Ball Z and weed. Black dude kryptonite. Yeah. He asked me, and I said, "I don't know, man. I like this cartoon called We Bear Bears," and he was like, "We Bear Bears." I was like. That's when I was like, oh, I think this guy wants to fuck me. That's when I was like the first time.
This is starting to
sound like a guy in Toronto
who had
a
dude tied.
All right,
we'll get to that.
Okay.
They're branching off down there.
I am glad.
Yeah, guys, focus.
He was a cook, and he had, like, knives and everything, but I was like, I'm not fucking going to get stabbed. I stood near the knives, so I wouldn't get stabbed.
Wait, in the basement he had knives?
Yeah.
Wait, you went next to the knives and flexed at him?
Because...
He'd a block of knives in the basement?
Grab this knife if I need
On mic.
Oh, because he's a chef at this fancy restaurant in New Brunswick. That's why he has the knives. So at least that's what he said. So then
there's no fancy places.
He pulls out this like heat gun and he's like, "We can smoke weed out of this." We didn't smoke weed out of it, but he was like, "We can smoke weed out of it." And then Nanny kept getting closer to me, and he kept like saying things. He kept saying things that were like implying stuff.
All right, give us some examples.
So
please.
I just wanted to get. He was like, I was to Australia and with six or seven of my friends, and I'm a very closeted man.
All right. Oh, he was not remotely tiptoeing around.
No.
He was like, Lemaire, I want to fuck.
Sometimes, but I don't know if you know this, I fuck guys.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess what I realize now is this: I have that. It's the same thing I have with like women, where I don't know if they want to fuck me or not. But it's also with dudes, so I just don't know if people want to fuck me.
Yeah, no one does.
Yeah.
Apparently. But I shouldn't.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to this guy. He was listening to me so well, and I was like, I need someone to listen to me. And I was just like talking, and he was like, uh-huh.
Were you sad or something?
Yeah, man. I've been sad for so long.
Tell you you're sad?
Nate knows.
Nate knows you're sad. Yeah, I was trying to get him to talk about why he's sad. He doesn't want to talk about why he's sad.
I don't know. I just was checking.
But so what was the sign? How did you get, what happened? How did you get out?
At the end, he was like, there's a little bit of weed left. I'm going to roll another joint. And I was like, fuck, I got to stay. So I stayed for this other, like another 20 minutes. We smoked. And then he,
can I say a thing real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely curious.
There is consistently a ton of weed in our apartment.
This seems like, let's see if this bird runs.
Nate, just send me a text, Nate, can I get some weed? Sure.
No. But then I think you and Jules were out. This was last week. You guys weren't home.
Bro, you definitely could have got weed.
There was wings.
Listen, I'm not running a gauntlet of boners to get a little fucking coke.
Look, man.
There was a drought of weed last
Remember that
week.
American Gladiators course at the very end? It's just him, like, dodging dicks.
Yeah, yeah. He's
like, I just need one more puff. Like, no, dude. Fucking go snort Lysol. Figure it out. You don't have to get fucked to get high. Anyway, what happens? You fucking...
This is towards the end. He starts telling me the thing about closeted stuff, and then I'm like, oh, this guy wants to fuck me. So I smoke this weed, and I'm like, yo, can I have the last little bit? He gives me a nug, and I walk away. I leave.
He just asked for his weed?
Yeah. I don't have any weed in here. And I just left. But I left my social media and my phone number because he asked me for it.
Oh, no.
LeMaire's trying to pretend he didn't want to get fucked. He just
didn't get properly swooned.
So you weren't ready for it. But you
I did not want to get fucked. I'm so fucking straight. I would never.
But you wanted to be. You didn't want to be penetrated, but you wanted to be swooned.
Yeah, I wanted to be swooned.
You wanted to want to fuck the dude.
Yeah. All
right. Who's that? Like a Hotep guy in Philly who believes that weed like makes black.
Umar Johnson.
You are the poster child for his stories.
Wait.
No, like,
say who knows what's even going on.
Yeah, say what
are
you're
we
talking
still
about.
Doing the show?
There's a Philly Hotep like internet personality who believes.
What the fuck is Hotep?
It's like a level of blackness you'll never see.
Yeah. It's like a conspiracy theory black dudes, basically.
Yeah.
But he believes that weed is government. Weed is a government program to make black males gay.
The only black conspiracies are the white man is out to get us, and they're all true. So,
I agree with most of them.
Black people are susceptible to conspiracy theories.
Wait, so the white man came up with marijuana to get the black guy gay?
Yeah. They put chemicals in marijuana to make black males gay.
I can't.
That one is
I'm
true.
Not...
I was there for that. You did do that. Sprinkled it in.
This guy got
hey,
me.
Daddy, he lives in Philly, right?
We're almost out of gay. We got to ship this weed to these black dudes.
Yeah. Oh, I think this guy got me so high. I was like, am I gay? I feel like that's only a thing like guys. You've never been that high?
No.
No?
I've been so high I thought my body was next to my body and I didn't want to fuck a dude.
But it's you like didn't it's fuck like that a body next
but like, I wanted to touch it but I couldn't and that was the problem.
But also you're like more secure in your manhood than I am of mine.
Yeah, but LeMaire, you were just leaving a date. You were just on a date. So of course you were like, "Am I gay?" You were just at a fucking dated a man.
Oh yeah.
What music was he playing?
I did
what was
go
on the playlist?
Date, didn't I?
What was on the playlist?
I didn't see it. He didn't.
You don't remember
anything.
One song?
No, but I saw Spotify. I saw Spotify open, and I was like, "What is he doing?"
You don't remember a song?
No, I don't remember any songs.
Song by Rose. Funny. I see it.
Yeah,
it's probably fucking.
Yeah, it was like a Buck Cherry or
20
something.
20 hours of Kiss by a Rose
by Jay Holiday.
Just on repeat. Yeah.
well, in those jeans. Took too long, but
yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I didn't tighten it up yet.
Did he follow you on Instagram?
No. No. It was a bad date for him.
So nothing, no follow-up?
Nothing. No follow-up or anything.
So you just walked out and said thank you for...
A good review on Lyft?
No, he didn't even fucking tip me.
Oh, no. Like, yeah. What gave you weed? I mean, that's weed.
That doesn't count.
You met his father.
He gave you weed and would have gave you dick if you let him.
No.
He was a gay dude's dad the first night.
He wanted me to fuck him.
Oh.
I think you're wrong.
No, I'm right.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Because he was fucking soft, dude.
There's one more conversation he's not telling us.
Yeah.
There's no, I'm telling you everything.
You know why you shook your hand goodbye? He was feeling those fucking silkworm palms. Because he wanted you to beat him off.
He
never touched
me. Gator hands, dude.
Yeah,
gator hands. Look at those gator paws. It's a nice joke. This is probably the 10th time I've made this joke.
Oh, but it's still so great.
The mayor's got alligator hands.
You do this.
Just hold him up. Hold him up. And then somebody back there googling out.
What do you do? What an adult. You're like an adult.
You're like a Ninja Turtles villain living in the sewer. Gator hands.
That's crazy.
There's on like the cover of an animal. You remember Animorph? So it's just his hand.
Very soft though.
Thank you.
Look at National Geographic was the first magazine I beat off to. It was like those old.
Really? Now we're back on top.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that where was the weirdest place you jerked off? Isn't that what we were
jerked off?
No,
we were talking about fucking. But what is your jerk off number?
My buddy McKee.
What?
Oh,
jerk off number.
Yeah, I was gonna tell a story.
Yeah, he has no idea. He's like, what the fuck?
This is very, very low, lowest yet. I'm going down, dude. I think every time you guys bring it up.
This is the lowest week we've had. Me and Tommy went through a stressful week, and both of us had low cum.
Low cummies. Low cum.
We had like four this week.
No, I had two today, but I went 2 days without.
Yeah, I went like most of the week without.
Because I was sick. I didn't go any comers.
I've done that, like, I've gone, you're talking about jerking off. I remember I went 3 days once to try it, and then I went, why am I doing this?
Yeah, right.
And just at the end, I was like, why? Why is
it's very difficult, right?
It,
yeah.
I mean, what are we doing? Why?
I was so used to, like, the only way I could go to bed, like, if I wasn't with a girl. Like,
but
I
you're,
have
you're
to
talking
jerk off
about
to go to sleep.
Two today. That's a decent, that's a pretty big clip.
Oh, no, that's
because it's still early in the day.
You have no idea. This guy.
Yeah, I went 2 a.m. And then I haven't.
You gotta explain this to every guest.
No, I don't. I won't do that. I'm gonna say
you have a chronic masturbation addiction.
Yeah, he's addicted to masturbation.
Yeah.
The guy from the Cure Insurance Super Bowl commercial is addicted to masturbating.
Wait a minute, though.
Whoa, of Cure Insurance, chronic masturbator.
But also, though, that would be a great question. Then, where is the weirdest place you ever jerked off?
YMCA shower.
I got caught one
Cheers?
Time.
Yeah, easy. Easy weirdest.
This one's really embarrassing. This I still get like, you know, your palms start sweating. When you
yeah,
think,
yeah.
Like,
when you're like, I definitely shouldn't say this on air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I said this. Maybe I said this. I got caught jerking off.
That's your career being, that's your career spidey sense tingling.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, this will be funny. Yeah. In a bowling alley bathroom.
Oh, we talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we did talk about this. Yeah. Yeah, it was,
What caused this?
It was bad. A couple nudes.
The holes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then
surrounded by holes.
Yeah.
And then a lady walked in on
him. Yeah, girl walked in. The door was locked and it just like bunched open. And she went, whoa! And then ran.
Caught you.
She got caught.
So they're individual stalls.
Were you sitting down on the toilet like you're taking a shit? Or you were hunched?
On the phone, on the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I remember this. We talked about this, and now I also remember why.
Yeah. Did you leave the bowling alley immediately?
Oh, immediately.
Okay.
Yeah. Immediately.
A couple more frames.
I pulled a 180.
I just bowled a turkey. Yeah, you know, that's why actually, I was in there.
Wasn't even bowling, was just playing Big Buck Hunter.
Came out, I actually had bowled a 180 shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy, do you rope every time?
No, no, that's yo, no.
The, no. No? Okay.
You mean rope, like just come or rope?
Like fucking.
No, like, dude, I'm a leaky faucet.
The last time I was here, we were talking about this, and the next day I shot a rope, but out of sheer will. Like I was talking about dribbling. I was like, I said that too publicly. I got to change this for me and just.
You launched one.
You're taking a layup to a touch in the rim kind of come.
Damn, Nate, I never thought of you as a fucking torn jeans guy.
Well, I am today, baby.
You like, move to the city and you change.
What was I supposed to? What
I miss the old Nate. I miss Lancaster Nate.
Just throw on some Dickies. Just go back. Just a whole Dickie suit.
Yeah. Shane's wearing a pesticide sweatshirt.
Nah, this is a shout out SDI, dude. Number one container service.
What is it? Is that like a dumpster?
The McCusker's dumpster empire.
It's local union 52.
Dude, I used
shirt.
To. Oh, so that Toronto store was a landscaper. They just found this landscaping. This guy in Toronto is a landscaper serial killer, and they got a few leads as he was up to like two or three murders, and there's 8 people missing. They break into his house. Was it today?
Mm-hmm. None? I think today.
Yeah, they broke into his house today. A dude was tied up on his fucking bed.
Mm. What?
His 9th victim.
What do you?
It went
files?
In his closet. He had manila folders of each and pictures of each.
Damn, Lemaire, that's how close you were. That's how close you were, Lemaire.
True serial killer.
Whoa. That was so he would I just like, got done watching the Ted Bundy ones, and I'm excited there's a real life one, you know? Yeah. I can kind of.
I haven't gotten past episode 2, I think, of Bundy.
It's only 4, so you're on the way.
Yeah, it's long, dude. It's fucking. It's
well, it gets much better. The first one's kind of sucks, I feel like, but the 3rd and 4th one's great. When he starts escaping out of prison, you're like, what's going on? How does this happen?
Yeah.
It's like a movie, which it will be soon.
Yeah, I know. What?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yo, you guys want to shut the fuck up?
No, I meant this. I would. Let's go to Greg. Christ. Greg in Long Island?
Oh, you want to go to that one?
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right. Greg, you're saying I'm.
Yo.
What up, bro?
Yo, shout out, Shout Nation.
Yo.
What up, Fiend Dog?
Hey, what up?
What up? Yo, I want to address your prejudice against Italian Americans, Shane.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, what?
Yo, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yo, Tommy, this guy, I let it slip the first time. Wow. I let it slip the second time.
What, the N-word?
The third, no, not the N-word. The fucking W-word.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh. Yo, okay, listen, the first time these guys, him and McCusky, they're talking talking all this shit about
this and that.
Yeah.
Shane goes like this, no bit.
WAP.
I fucking hate WAP. No bit, Tommy.
It is the last group we're allowed to hate publicly and say their slur.
No, and listen, they're right. Listen, Shane and McCusky are right. Whites, we're allowed to be racist against each other.
Yeah.
And
also,
you know,
Italians aren't white.
Take that away from us, it's going to be a war.
Damn! What is that? That took a turn.
Yeah, you can't end
the
call.
A race war.
Listen, black guys.
We can't save everyone.
Now this is why I fucking hate WAPs. This is a classic WAP, dude. He calls in.
You know what they say about the Irish, right?
What?
They're all potatoes and no meat. Am I right or am I right?
Yes. Yes, 100% right.
Greg, are you up?
Big-dicked retard.
He's talking to me, Greg.
Yeah, I got a fucking fat sausage.
What?
I'll give you that.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to brag.
Nah, dude.
That's
great.
Cool.
Are you you full bred? Like you truly take a
offense? No. Actually, it's fun. No, I'm half Guinea, half Mick.
Oh, there you go. That's everybody. Yeah. It's everybody from our area. Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
Long Island.
I'm a part of the Ocani clan. Shout out Ocani.
Yeah, I'm same.
Yo,
I'm a part of the
shout out McKeever, the God, baby.
McKeever.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yo, AKA John the Retard.
Yeah, dude. Johnny's the best.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Greg.
Yeah, Greg, you're the man.
No doubt. Greg.
Now, tell your mom to keep, your hairy-backed mom to keep stirring the pasta and the gravy, you fucking wop. You know, Italian women are disgustingly hairy. Like, they have hairy backs and shit.
Yeah, but they got fat asses. Like, those are the white
fat,
women.
Fat, hairy asses, though.
That's fine. We
no,
can
no,
get
no,
past
Italian
it.
Women have the grossest asses.
No, that's not true.
Asia Argento is fucking gorgeous.
I've actually, yeah. I've dated a lot of Dagos, and there's only one butthole that I remember. It looked like it was a fucking
Italian women are the original pogs. Like, yes. The first pog came from an Italian.
Yo, McKeever beat off on a bolt bus in a bolt bus bathroom.
A bolt bus bathroom.
He told me this story and I almost threw up.
Did you text him and ask if you could say it? Is that what happened?
Wait a minute. No.
You just pulled the trigger.
I know he's gonna see this shit. So he's like, dude, I was watching.
You jerked off on a bolt bus.
Yeah, he goes. I'm on my phone. I'm going from. Yeah, he was going to New York for like an audition or something. And he's like, somebody sent me like a GIF, and it was just like a porn GIF. And he's like, well, I just got this fucking rock hard boner, and it wouldn't go down. And he's like, there's this girl that was like cute. I don't even know if this is exact what he said. But
yeah, you know the story, and now you're like,
he gets all worked up. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if this part's true.
Well, like most people, and when he was telling me the story, I was like, oh, so you just wait for the blood to fucking go back to your toes, just let it go. And he's like, I had to do something with it. I had to take care of it. So he goes to the. And also the bolt bus has a full length mirror, so you have to hold on to like there's a thing, and he's just and even when a bolt bus is going straight, it's still wobbly as fuck. Right. just hammering out, staring at himself. Oh, you jerk off in the mirror at yourself, you're like, this is.
No,
it's
that's
so psychopathic.
Yeah, yeah.
The closest I've come to that is just FaceTime or Skype.
Yeah, if you
your fat face.
Yeah, if you take a yeah.
Where did you say yours was again?
Well, I was young.
Easy?
Easily my weirdest was the YMCA shower.
Yeah. So there's public.
Like public.
Oh, that's a public.
You didn't
shower.
Have your own separate.
No, it was anybody could have walked in.
Wow.
But I was in, that was like seventh grade. That was prime.
Oh, that's early too to do that.
Seventh or eighth.
Sixth prime. And seventh when I started. Some dude told me to use shampoo, and I burned for like a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, an hour.
But, yeah. Yeah. I remember the first time I jerked off was in the shower.
Yeah,
and then
too.
When I came, it was like I don't know what the age of your cum goes from, like, clear to fucking dead. Yeah, so it's
cum.
Like, so yeah, it's like the clear cum before it gets cloudy and then white. Yeah, so
you
it's like
you feel the good, but you got nothing.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I just like almost fucking passed out and hit my head in the shower. And I was like, I don't know what that was. So
all for no cum.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that was, but I'll pursue it for the rest of my life.
Forever. Yeah, I'm going to chase that high down as far as it goes.
I'll do whatever it takes to be able to cum on people.
Yeah, chasing that dango dragon.
Ah, I jerked off in the ocean once.
Wow. I took a shit in the ocean. It was a really wonderful feeling.
Salt water,
it was actually
or fresh
great.
Water?
In warm waters.
Underwater.
Yeah, yeah, warm waters, man. Waves are lapping at you.
See, I feel like underwater, I can't. I've fucked in the ocean.
Yeah, I fucked in a lake.
It's hard.
Fucking in water is the worst thing
it's
of
terrible.
All.
Terrible.
Jerking off's okay.
Jerking off's better because you got your own process. You don't have to worry.
Wait,
about
were you holding on to like a dock?
Oh, I was floating in the ocean. I was like swimming.
Back like an otter?
No, it was an otter. I just thought of
it. Just
cracking it on my tummy. Yeah.
In the Florida Sound, just like an otter.
You built like a yardstick. You're
yeah,
not just.
Yeah. No, I was.
Are your hands and arms going
built like a yardstick?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember how deep. I don't know how deep the water was, but I knew I my toes could not touch the bottom.
Yeah. So yeah, how do you keep yourself afloat while beating off?
I don't know. It was a good workout, bro.
Hope.
I don't know. But I remember getting out of the water and like going on
what
the beach and just taking a nap in the hot sun for a long time, yeah.
Damn, dude.
Where
Damn.
Was it?
I think it was in Florida. It was somewhere where it was like very hot water. You know what I mean? Like warm, where it was like in the 80s or something. Where it was
perfect
like pretty...
water to make you hard.
Yeah, backseat. Hey,
yeah.
Backseat of your
take
Uber,
it easy
you
over there.
My pup's bathtub, and he was watching.
I can't stop thinking about that dude's dad. Just seeing him walking with you, like he got another one.
Yep.
Yeah,
snagged
yeah.
another one. That's
no.
my boy
from LA.
Yeah,
he's very talented.
Yeah, that dad was like, "This is my son's weekly turnout."
That's what he
was thinking.
Dude, my dad walked in on me getting a blowjob once, and we still have never talked about it in my entire life. Like it was during a fucking hurricane, and he walked in, and it was in the morning, and he was like, "John, the basement's flooded."
When your friend's done, we can.
Your friend's done.
Well, I need to
talk to you about the basement flooding. He wanted me to shop vac the basement.
I was at that age where like I could still like without knocking on the door, like go into my parents' bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I opened the door and I caught my dad going down on my mom.
Wow.
It wasn't. It
Shut
wasn't
the
like,
fuck up. No,
it
you
wasn't
didn't.
Live. Yeah, the blanket was up. Yo. And I just saw my dad. My dad moves like this.
Like Mission Impossible. It was Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
dude.
And then you could just see like the exterior of the blanket, and he just sat there, and she was like, "Honey, go to bed." Just, oh. Yeah. And I didn't know what it was till years later. I was like, "Oh, he's fucking." He's
oh, we talked about it. You and I have talked about this because that brought me to the funny thing of. It always makes me laugh thinking of everybody's dad in here is eating pussy ass up.
Yeah, yeah.
His own ass up. You know what I mean? You know how you've done that with your spread butthole?
I've never once done that in my entire life. I'm a goddamn man, Gillis. Don't talk to me like that.
Dude, my dad eats pussy like a sniper in the desert. He's just fucking squatted out.
Bradley Cooper, he just pissed himself. He's been there so
long. Like
he's
a
got
frog.
Foliage on his head. Like one of those nips in the woods.
There we go.
Jesus Christ.
That one was harsher than mine. Mine was about Dominic Kosick defending our borders.
Oh, I didn't even.
No, you don't have
he to. Said the Asian N-word.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true. It's a very docile word.
I don't think any word compares to the N-word.
Well, no, his was nip, so it was literally the N-word.
Oh, okay. You would think that, though.
I mean, I would think.
Yeah,
Lemaire's still thinking about hot cock.
Yeah, Lemaire, now that you're a gay, disabled black man, you should run for president, dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm president 2050. I'm the president, dude.
2050. Quite some time from now.
Mm-hmm. Over here
Warhammer 2050, all black guys.
Oh, Lord.
The only thing to survive were the alligators. Yeah, it's just his hands.
I'm here telling a story with an abacus.
Lemaire, I don't know if you're going to make it to 2020, dude. Yeah. You're like calling your shot on that 2020.
Old feet for hands. All right, we want to take one more call?
Yeah.
We'll get this guy. Frank, has this guy been waiting?
I know, Frank.
Oh, Frankie from Cali.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What up, bud?
I'm sorry, but I gotta address this. Nunner, you wore the same sweatshirt last week. What the fuck is on that? Is that crumb?
It is crumb.
No. It's paint. It's paint, dog.
You sure?
Yes, yes. If I had crumb that was 3 weeks old that was still held the white, holy shit.
That's why it smells like bleach.
It is Sherman Williams of cum.
And also, I don't like the way you guys are beating up on the mayor. Earlier, you called him a drug addict. That wasn't nice. The same guy who did acid with his grandma at her deathbed.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not drug addict shit. That's exploring.
Really? Wait, what are we exploring there?
Wait, who did that?
I did that.
You did?
Yeah.
That was acid?
Yeah, yeah, he ate acid and sat
died.
With my grandmother while she was dying.
He played the acid. Best songs ever.
I played 100 songs
before
you died.
Oh, I thought you both did acid together. That's why I was like, what a fucking cool grandma. Yeah, and then she died?
She died of an overdose.
Dead. What a loser.
Realistically, that was your chance to do acid with your grandma.
I'm totally kidding. Shout out, Ezer. Shout out, you fucked it podcast. And take care. Have a good night.
Hell yeah, Frank.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Frankie.
Yeah, Frank.
Man. Some gentle
call. Frankie was my favorite call I've ever heard. There wasn't an ounce of the N-word about
don't
to happen
say that.
There.
I know.
Frank's great, man.
You don't know
Frank's,
where we've been.
Frank's
dude.
A good guy.
It's taken months to get here.
Oh, yeah. No, this is another thing we got to explain. A lot of times people call in, play nice, and then start screaming the N-word. Which I got to give them credit again.
And they adapt, too. They're very. It used to be, it was like, it's Wayne from Alabama.
Yeah.
And then you'd answer, like, well, here it comes. And then it was like, it's fucking Joe from New York. And he's like,
yeah.
Ha! And you're like, oh, it's fucking Wayne still.
Yeah,
here it comes.
Yeah, and they also listen to the show. So then they're like, whatever the topic is, they'll be like, this is what they're talking about. I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
They're good.
They're good.
Have you guys ever had one black caller?
No.
I just want, if you guys
you know
are out there, please
question.
Just call this one time. Just
I ain't wasting my minutes on that.
Yo, Gillis, fuck you, dog. This would be the time we have a cricket mobile. Dude, actually, that'd be great. Are there? Do we? How many black subscribers?
I think the last count was around 8 or 9. So
wait, is that a, do you guys have a real count? Oh shit!
8 or 9 thousand.
That's funny.
There's like really 9 black people out there who really believe in Gavin McGinnis. Really love him.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I was telling you this before the fucking show. Oh, I'll tell you this. This is look at that.
Oh,
see this?
Yeah, well, everybody saw it.
I didn't think it was that weird to wear.
Oh, yeah. I assumed it happened on the way here. Is what I was.
I thought it was one of those yoga sweatshirts that have the thumb holes.
It happened 2 nights ago. My girlfriend's house sitting for this lady in Philly, so I went and stayed at their house.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, dude. Had to slide in the pussy.
Dirty bird.
So it is my girlfriend. Yeah. But no, it's funny because she's house sitting, so then this just giant fat dude shows up and fucks in her bed and lays in it naked. But I had just gotten this hoodie. I was real excited about it, but this lady has dogs.
About this hoodie.
I was fucking stoked, dude. McCuskey blessed me with this. But in the middle of the night, I wake up and the dog's ripping my hoodie apart. Fucking ripping
kind of
it
dog
apart.
Are we talking?
Yeah.
Some gay
he was
dog,
the alpha.
Dude. It was like
he wanted you to know.
He was afraid of me.
Yeah.
Nah.
When I went to walk him, he ran away. He feared me, but then he ripped my hoodie up in the middle of the night.
He just didn't fuck with you. He can't talk, so that was his label, like, yo, Skilly, I don't fuck with you
like
a year.
I guess.
I like that.
No, that dog sucked. There was a beagle, though, also. That was great.
Beagles suck.
Crawled that under the.
Never liked a beagle. I saw annoying? A beagle Sharpei mix that I sent you. It looked like Alf. It was fucking gorgeous.
Okay.
It looked like Alf. It was
Alf
the most
was
amazing.
Gorgeous.
Alf is hilarious. Imagine Alf on all fours.
Adorable.
For 12, 13 years.
I've jerked off to Alf on all fours.
Alf eats ass.
So
with his butt up.
In the middle, I threw in a dip in this lady's bed, naked, just dipping. Put my spitter on the nightstand. In the middle of the night, the fucking cat. So this is the third animal in the bed.
Tipped it over.
The cat is in my face, and then it walks onto the nightstand and starts, like, you know, fucking
batting
the spitter. So I was like, oh, fuck. So I grab it, and I'm, like, holding onto it. And then the cat bites it and is trying to pull it away from me.
Yeah.
I've never seen a fucking cat, like...
Yeah.
Physically,
I love how you're acting like
that guy's trying to expose you.
Yeah,
dude.
Both of these animals are like, who is this fucking in my dad's bed?
It was pretty great. But then
this sounds like an animated movie where the animals get together and talk about how we gotta get this piece of shit out of here. And they're like, alright, I'll rip up his sweaty. Alright, after the hoodie's fucked up, I'm gonna knock over the spit cup.
I was like, I'm allergic to dip, go bite it. Yeah.
So while this thing's doing this, I know I tried to push it. And it, like, kind of batted at me. I got to get this cat off this fucking thing. And I had a glass of water right there. So I took a sip.
See that?
Cats hate water, too.
Yeah. So I went to this lady's house, fucked, threw in a dip in her bed, spit on her fucking
water in her cat.
It was a fun night.
Yeah.
But before I went to bed, when I had this nice dip in, there's a Netflix documentary about the alt-right. And they have a great interview of in this studio. I was watching it. I was like, God damn it. Anyway.
Who is the interview with?
Gavin.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lemaire.
Yeah, they interview Lemaire, and he didn't say a word.
All right, let me tell you a story. So I got up, and the sun was out, and then I put shoes on. So
yeah, they interviewed Jimmy and Lemaire. Got 8 hours of footage. But yeah, it was.
Oh man,
it was alarming.
As it is.
Damn, Tim says he's half black, half Puerto Rican, from Delaware, and his name's Tim.
He's adopted. He's going to say the N-word.
It's a trick. You complimented it already.
Here's the setup.
There's a trap.
Nobody, promise us you're not going to say it, because Tim doesn't sound like a black Puerto Rican name.
In Delaware?
But that's why I kind of believe him, though, because I feel like if you were going for like the fake out, you're not going to say, you're not going
to
put Tim.
Let's leave this up to Nate and Lemaire. Should we answer?
Look, I'm not scared. The worst that's going to happen is he's going to say nigga. Don't cut him off right away. I just want to wait. No, cut him. All right, well, we'll see how it
give
goes.
Give it a shot.
You're on, bro.
Tim. Tell us what you do with all that dick.
What the fuck?
Oh, he's real.
I'm let you motherfuckers know that I'm actually, I am black and I have Puerto Rican.
What?
Oh, you know nice, what, Tim? Yeah. I'm glad you exist, man.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say nigger or anything like that.
Oh, he slid it in there. Tim. He slid it in there.
Tim,
and he didn't say nigger.
You just did.
Listen. But I mean, the reason why I'm called Tim is because my dad left. My dad's black, and he split from my mom. So she's Puerto Rican, and she didn't want to give me no Puerto Rican name back in the 80s. But she wanted to give me a nice white-sounding name.
Oh, hell
so
yeah.
That's how I got Nathan. That's how my dad got Nathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart. I'm a Nathan.
It's like
yeah.
a boy named Sue for black guys.
I don't know what that.
Oh, that's a Johnny Cash song where you got to name your. If you're going to leave, you got to give him a fucking shitty name so he has to get tough his whole life because he doesn't have a dad.
That's how you're still a dad.
If you have a black son, you got to be like, this is Nathan. He's a fine young man.
Got to give them employable names.
That's how Tim.
LaMary, your dad must have stuck around.
No,
up.
It was my mom. She saw it on Family Feud.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah, fuck up.
No, really? That's how you're named?
Yeah, she saw the LaMare family and she was like, my boy.
Wow.
What the fucking category was that
dude,
on?
Dude, I love you. Yeah. You are a special boy. Is that real?
That's absolutely the truth.
Is she the sweetest like you?
She's cool. I love my mom.
I love her too.
Yeah. God. Bet you she smells like Cinnabon.
She smells good, unlike me.
All right, well, let me
jump out of here. We got to put you
on the show I've ever done.
Thank you, Tim. I'm glad you called. Thank you for your existence.
I've never heard the caller voluntarily be like, all right, I'm out. This is getting sad and weird, dude.
Tim, dude.
No, Tim, you're the man, dude.
No, I like Tim because I don't think Tim called just to let us know that we're not alone,
yeah,
and I appreciate you. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's
great.
I'm
like
glad.
An alien
you.
Transmission. We put them in the universe and they come back.
We just got a little.
We got black contact.
Wow, we did just have black contact.
Meanwhile, Buzz Aldrin's like they're not real.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Oh man,
yeah, it was a good one. It's a fun one. Are we done?
I got a couple more beers. I can keep rolling if you want.
Let's roll.
You got, what do you think? You want to be done?
How's a glass box? No.
Yeah, we didn't watch your commercial yet.
We're not going to watch that.
Yeah, put it on.
Yeah,
put on the commercial real quick.
I got to tell you, it made me very uncomfortable. It made me go like, to the middle of my head when that moment happened.
My favorite part is going, oh, shit, that's Tommy Pope. When I saw it and no one with me knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, it was like
there's so much pressure. I just don't know what it is.
You got a screw in your head.
You always do this.
No, I'm pointing out that you know.
No, you want to fix it, and I just need you to listen.
You're right. It must be hard.
It is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sometimes fixing your car is easier than fixing your life.
Isn't that great?
Cure Auto Insurance.
Wow, Cure.
Isn't that great, guys? Thanks for doing that, Drew,
awesome.
You cocksucker.
I imagine, like, that's how you actually talk to, like, your girlfriends and stuff in those situations. So it was cool. Like, a little window into your life.
I can attest that's not true. That's not true at all.
See? You see that, Drew?
Is Tommy...
I'm a human being.
Does Tommy talk nice? Is he like...
No, I've heard, yeah, I've heard a lot of
Tommy's
conversations.
What's Tommy's bedside manner like?
Play of the fifth.
That's not true.
I feel like Tommy can be smooth. I feel like you hit him with some cool shit, but then some goofy shit at the same time.
Damn, you and LaMare are both gay.
Fuck
yeah, I
dude.
Feel like
fuck
Tommy could talk when
I
just fucking.
No, I think.
No,
yeah,
he would have. If it was me,
he's
we would
have.
He's
got a great playlist.
You would just make that compliment wasn't for you.
Everybody's got a fuck playlist.
Isn't it Ja Rule?
Yeah.
No, that's my playlist.
Yeah.
Oh.
Swap. You got a fuck playlist, Mike?
Not a pre-made one.
No.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I also feel like I haven't really put on music a lot to fuck. There's been times where music has been on.
Just rhythmless fucking.
But there's very... No, you fucking... I make the rhythm. Otherwise, I get stuck listening to whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Then it's
if something's
weird.
On with a fast pace, I got to keep up with that and be on beat.
Yeah.
I'm not about to be off. You know, it's going to bother me.
I don't...
Fucking...
I love your snaps for rhythm. Just that was the...
I'm glad you displayed your rhythm there.
I was purposely going off rhythm.
It was intentionally off rhythm, and you two are so.
That's a classic white deflect for not having rhythm.
Actually,
this is on purpose.
Actually, that was rhythm.
Yeah,
it's just impatient.
So difficult to be
like
off rhythm.
It's the nights you're not playing.
Wow.
Every night we're trying to dance.
Unreal that they didn't get that.
You see what he just did? That is very difficult to do. rhythmically
the as the Black Caucus back here. I see what you're doing.
Anyway,
yeah, if you fuck, I don't know, fucking the music's kind of weird to me. What fucking song am I gonna fuck to? Fucking bagpipes?
AC/DC.
No, you're gonna fuck the break shit by Fred Durst.
Hi, Fred.
That'd be a good angry fuck song.
God loved it.
I would love to buy Fred Durst and the Limp Biscuits.
I know you. Let's try this. This is our producer Drew came up with this. You want me to say something about a box?
Oh, does he have a tagline?
He's got
hit the box. All
right. So, Drew, because people are worried that you and me never have fucking...
Because we're so used to crushing all the time.
But then Drew made this, I don't know, some sort of...
It's a pussy with letters in it.
This is
certainly a T-shirt. That is, I mean, there's a sleeve right here. You can see it.
Drew, have you seen a pussy?
That's an older one because it's got gray.
That's
so
an Italian ass.
I've actually never seen a pussy with its shirt off.
That's my dad's mouth.
To be clear, I definitely think it came out a lot better than I was expecting. So.
I gotta be honest, dude. I appreciate the effort you put into this, but also the effort you put in this is weird as fuck. Yeah. All right. So then Drew wrote a bunch of... This is crazy.
There's also, like, there's hair. Is it, like, ran? That looks like cat. Do you have cats?
It's from the pussy hair.
Okay.
It's, like, shedding.
Yeah, we know.
It's shedding.
All right. So then when we have nothing to say, we take a topic out. This we very realistic pussy. Looking back... I guess I was the asshole. That's what it says. And then you tell
it's
a story.
A topic.
It's supposed to jog
and
your...
you tell a story about looking
kind of
back.
Like, whose line is it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except coming out of a pussy.
Mmm.
Looking back, I was the asshole for not fucking
Pick
that
another.
Guy.
Pick another.
He went over there, smoked his weed,
yeah,
didn't give him
fucking,
no dick.
Yeah, no, he was like treating me, he was swooning
LeMaire,
me.
Perfect.
Yeah, LeMaire. Yeah.
Looking back, you were definitely the dickhead in that.
Yeah. Are you talking about the
Yeah.
When you blew this dude?
I didn't do that. I didn't do nothing.
No, you. I swore. No,
guy.
I thought we were when he was telling the story. Him blowing the dude was part of the story, right?
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah,
you're a mean person.
I think he's just letting that out.
I thought you blew him, but you didn't fuck him, and that was the problem.
I didn't do nothing.
I thought he came in your mouth and was ready for
these
round
are
two.
Lies that have never.
Black dudes hate gay shit.
Yeah, yeah, but they love it behind closed doors.
Ooh,
behind closed dumpsters.
Those were
they were black. Well, I would like to, yeah.
Oh, stop for gas.
I have a story where I was an asshole.
Yeah, dude.
So my friend owns this farm, and we used to have this thing called farm party every summer.
Oh, jeez.
And I just broke up with this girl, and she was like, texted me, and she was like, hey, I just want you to know I'm bringing a dude. This is fresh off like two weeks of us not seeing each other. And I was like, no, I'm not cool with that. It's all our friends. And she was like, well, I'm doing it anyway. It was a big blow up. So I decide, once I get down to farm party, I'm drinking nothing but whiskey.
Yeah, farm party.
Just getting gnarled on whiskey. As soon as this dude shows up, he's not two steps out of the car. Boom, drink in the face.
Wait, you threw
a drink in his face?
Yeah.
Like a housewife? You housewifed him?
And we got in a fucking fight as soon as he showed up to a farm, and we just started brawling.
But that's how you... I never started a fight with, like, pussy.
They're like, you're cool, right? I'm like,
yeah.
I'm totally cool. I got it out of my system.
I'll show you how fucking cool I am.
As soon as they let me go as being like, all right.
Just threw a Chardonnay at him.
Yeah, this is a combination of a few different nightmares. Farm party, you're throwing Chardonnay in his face.
I dump an entire bottle of whiskey on his head, and he breaks three of my ribs from like...
Oh,
Wait, so you threw a glass of...
And we start rumbling, and everyone's like, well, John brought this on himself. He gets me to the ground, he kicks me three times, and he gets three of my ribs.
And then he fucked your girlfriend.
That was the asshole. Then he fucked my ex-girlfriend at the fucking farm.
Behind a dumpster.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's the worst L I've ever heard in my entire life.
Dude, I pissed myself when he broke one of my ribs.
Oh, no. Did you?
Yeah.
Now it's the worst story I've ever heard.
Wait.
You should have killed him. Like, that's something that you go to jail for life for. You just got to kill him and just...
Oh. Yeah. How did it end? Because I always am fascinated with when fights...
You turned it around. Now they
brought
like he's
me,
the one
they
that
brought me
be...
to one end of the fire, no. And they let him on the other end of the fire.
No, no, but I mean, like, literally, fight. Like, I love how fights end because it's not like in a, you know, in a thing where someone gets knocked out. It's usually just like someone being like the guy who's usually getting
tired.
The shit kicked out of him is like, all right,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, so yeah,
like,
yeah,
it just, like, no, no, it turned into a conversation again.
I kept yelling.
I pissed myself.
No, I was in. Imagine I was so drunk, I wasn't feeling the pain. And I said, you're never going to stop me. I just kept screaming that while he was kicking my ribs in.
So he just got tired of whooping your ass. That he was like, you know what?
Yeah.
You rope a dope. Him, kind of.
You gassed him.
Yeah,
but I had to wake up in the morning and be like, my friends were like, you know, like, you were the, we didn't jump in because you were the
yo,
wrong,
were you mad
and I was like, yes, I understand. Her I understand what was happening.
Your ex's pussy was probably so wet after that too. Just yeah. Like, yo, he kicked the shit out of him. Just he's a, like that.
Was.
That man, yeah. Like he's
he
a man, like
that
wet
shit out of him.
Right behind the barn.
She thick?
No.
Yeah, he probably didn't even pull out. He probably came in.
Yeah, none loves boneyards. Tattooed boneyards. So funny.
What do you mean by boneyards? Like skellies?
Yeah.
Very thin.
Yeah, matchstick girls. Mm. He likes real troubled youth.
Like this.
Yeah.
Damn. So that guy broke your ribs. You pissed yourself. And then the way they solved it was they sat you guys on opposite ends of the... So you stared at him through a fire?
Yeah.
Like you was the devil.
I laid down because my ribs were broken, so I just like passed out
down
the ground.
Oh, my God.
It's like, like Braveheart, where you get killed twice.
No. You didn't go to the hospital till the next day, though?
I never went to the hospital.
You're
I just let it heal.
Soldier. Never mind. Mm. You won.
Yeah, you can't do anything with broken ribs anyways, right?
Yeah. It's the same thing when I broke my collarbone.
You know, she's been to a farm party.
From South Carolina.
I thought farm party was just like you take the fattest girl in the town, you just knock her around a while. For...
I've been to a couple farm parties. I had a couple farm parties.
Yeah.
I got raped by a farm party in college.
Oh, Gilly, gotta tell the story.
Were you the asshole?
Some fat lady, I fell asleep and I woke up and she was...
She fuck you?
Sucking my dick.
That's not rape.
Yeah, it is.
That is rape. Yeah. Textbook definition.
That's for sure rape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got raped.
So, like, if a man just...
If a lady falls asleep and I eat her pussy...
That's rape?
Best believe that's rape.
Yeah.
So, was she older?
No, just we were both in college. She was
same
just a big pussy. College lady.
Yeah. Were you guys, like...
Big dog.
Were you conversing prior to you passing out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was blacked out.
Yeah, he didn't just fucking...
Who knows?
Wake up and somebody was in his... You
never know.
Wait, Shane, no, wasn't this... It was, like, her birthday or something?
It was his birthday, apparently. He's done.
Did you hear him screaming about this in a shower?
You told us a story where, like, a big girl gave you a blowjob. It was, like, her birthday.
Dude, it's always big girls who rape. I was raped by a big girl.
Yeah. Fat girls are not afraid to rape.
I was sleep raped by a big girl. That's
I was sleep raped, too, by a big girl.
Wow.
I woke up, and I had to go to work at the airport in the morning, and I woke up to a fucking big girl raping me.
Go to work. Working at the airport is rape. I mean, you get raped every day you show up.
Yeah, when a guy gets raped, they're like, well, where was he working?
Yeah.
Instead of what was he
wearing?
They're
like, well, congrats. Get out of the fucking police district.
Yeah. But I remember seeing this lady naked, and she wasn't, like, that fat, but she looked like me.
Yeah.
She just had, like, broad shoulders, and I was like, God damn, this bed.
She was a linebacker of a lady.
Was
it like a top bunk kind of situation?
No, it was just a regular...
Your foreplay is just you and her throwing a dumpster at each other.
Yeah. I don't know if you just tossing a medicine ball back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can guess this, but I've never been much of a top bunk guy.
Yeah.
More of a bottom bunk.
Well, he starts at the top.
It's at college, you know? Yeah.
It's a double decker down low.
You and this lady's foreplay started
1940s wrestling singlets on top.
Yeah.
She never hear, boy.
Yeah, I had that tap bunk in college, which was a nightmare because it's cool in the beginning because no one ever sits on your bed. You know, people come into the room, they used to sit on the bottom bunk, and then that person can't ever like fucking go lay down or do anything. And then you get just people when you're like, aha, it's up there. And then you have to bring a girl, and you're like, all right, so then I'll start climbing to show you the way and stay close.
Yeah,
and then
it's a quiet jerk off.
The ceiling was so low too that like I'm taller, so like at my head, I couldn't sit up straight in my bed, which caused like I hated that. It's not good. But it's all about angles. You make it work, you know.
You have a big dick.
This I don't. I'm Irish.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
You look like your dick has an elbow.
Yeah, he looks like a dude.
My dick, I feel like, looks a lot like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like, what I meant.
Yeah, but like thinner. You know what I mean? It's like it's not girth.
Can I guess about you? I'm going to guess your dick. I'm a dick expert. Let me tell
you. Well, you're the resident gay guy.
Yeah, the resident gay guy. I feel like you have like a regular dick.
Yeah.
But that's why. Wow. Are you married? You're married, right?
I am married.
Yeah, that's why you're married, because it feels like.
Because I have a regular dick.
Because of your regular dick. Yeah, it's like perfect for her.
Now we can prove this wrong. The dude from the Sixers is married to that little girl, right?
Oh, the giant 7'5" dude from
what's his name?
Serbia.
Yeah. Oh, the new dude.
You see the new Sixers trades?
He is a dick.
I think.
Does anybody want to go to the Knicks game? They're playing up here on the 13th. Oh, that's
Boban.
That's next Wednesday. It's next Wednesday.
Do we have a photo of this guy? What's his name?
Boban.
The Serbian.
He dunks from his feet.
He dunks without jumping.
He dunks from his feet.
What?
He's married to that little girl, right?
What little girl?
Yeah, he's married to like a 5'7" little fucking.
Oh, I love that we go up that every time I'm hearing something about
Sixers. He's 7'5". He must have a wiener that is the size of you.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, but you can't. Even if he has a micro penis, it's still a fucking.
I was gonna say, there's no way a 7'5" guy has a 4-inch dick.
Really big dudes who have just like a normal.
Have you ever had a micro penis?
Yes, and I've had a huge dude with just like a very
disappointing dick. Yeah, like cut that mic. Cut it. Yeah.
Cut it. And then I realized Tommy was the best solution.
No. He doesn't look like that anymore.
There's photos of him with his girl.
No, yeah, that doesn't look like. Yeah.
That's not even him.
There's small photos of him with his girl that are crazy.
Yeah, I think I just have a pretty average dick. Like it's like not, it's not a.
It's like lovable.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be embarrassed of the dick, but I'm not flaunting it. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to make him feel good, man.
That.
I don't.
I believe that.
I don't like hearing people
talk
about little dicks.
What?
Your hair sitch.
Hair sitch? Yeah. I am. There's hair, but I don't do. Yeah. I keep it tight. You know? It's like a 1 or 2 maybe.
Yeah, that's what
bottom.
I do.
You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, maybe not that. Then definitely not a 1, I guess. But you know what I mean? There's a little, but it's not gonna go. I would like to have as much appearance of length.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you gotta keep it.
Yeah.
It never will go past like part of the face or anything like that. That's crazy. But I would never also.
Yeah. Look at this fucker.
Wow.
Look at this avatar.
Wow.
Holy fuck, look at that arm. Look at his left arm.
That's
crazy. I bet he fingers like a motherfucker.
God, imagine sucking a dude's dick standing up. How comfortable that would be, Lemaire. Yeah. Look at her, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, he must have been terrifying at the beach.
Oh my God.
Imagine seeing that guy just out of the ocean.
And you just think he's leaving with a kid. Like, you don't just see them together and go, that's not a kid. That's an adult woman. Like,
he definitely is a man.
On the horizon, not knowing how good distance.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit.
This guy's making out with his daughter. Fucking hot kid.
Is that a white lady or a Spanish lady?
She's another Italian. You can tell by the tan.
Oh, yeah, she is Italian.
It's the only.
Hey, there he is.
She's got to be a real pile of shit, though, to think that this dude's like attractive. He looks like Frankenstein.
He's
got
a fucking. He plays in the NBA.
Yeah,
he's 7'8" and he has a fucking
dude
going to his dick.
He cries.
He plays in the NBA. He's got the cardio to last forever. Like he's.
And plus, he's for sure probably has Marfan syndrome, so he's gonna be dead in like 5 years.
Yeah,
so just hang it out, get that contract money.
Yeah, I never talk about like dudes this way until I come here. Like I come here and then we pull up a Sixer and talk about fucking them.
He's the only dude that's every time I come here.
Huh?
He's the only dude that tall that walks upright that doesn't have, like, most dudes that tall have, like, a hunch. Like,
yeah.
They're, like...
Yeah, it's a thyroid issue, right? Yeah. When you just grow...
No, it's because he doesn't, like, have the dick.
Yeah, how tall is he?
7'5".
Oh, yeah, I thought he was 7'4". Yeah, he's big as shit.
Yeah, it's a thyroid issue. I bet you his parents are two little fucking Serbian Jews. Maybe 4'1".
Like,
four,
your
three.
Organs and bones can only get to a certain, yeah, you know what
typically.
I mean? So it's like,
his
yeah.
parents were cursed by a Serbian gypsy to have a son.
Fucking rattling off some seashells in a fucking boardwalk somewhere. All right, guys, this is a great one.
Yeah.
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 You done?
Yeah.
Mike, you have anything to plug besides your Irish Goodbye podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Check out Irish Goodbye podcast. I don't know what camera I'm doing it to. I'm doing it to all of them. Check out Irish Goodbye podcast. It's available anywhere. It's on Gas Digital, but anywhere that you can listen to podcasts.
iTunes, YouTube, all that good
Laughable,
stuff.
Laughable, all that shit. Nice, yeah, man. It's a storytelling podcast. Not too far different from
Well,
this.
Bring Lamere on when you have four shows in a row.
Yeah.
I need to finish it. Yeah. I'll finish that story.
But yeah, that's it. And MikeFeeneyComedy.com for everything else.
Nice. Dude.
Nice.
Mayor, what up, boy?
Alt Black Cop Podcast.
Yeah.
Speakeasy Comedy this Friday. And then fucking Woke AF Tour, dude.
Oh, it's in Hoboken, right?
No, it's in Callahan's Bar on South Street in Philadelphia.
Oh, the Philly one.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. When is that?
It's this February 8th.
What's that?
At 9 p.m.
2 days from now?
What's that?
It's this Friday. This Friday.
No. Nice, did you nail it? No, that's it.
Yeah, no, that was a the camera. That's it.
Anything, Nate?
Crockpot Comedy next Wednesday at Pet Shop Bar in Jersey City, and just my Instagram and Twitter. That's up there, I think, already.
Nice. Your jeans look great.
They do.
No. Going to a cult?
I'll be with a cult in Albuquerque. But if anyone in Albuquerque knows about some real conspiracy shit, let me know, and I'll
be
there.
I can't wait to hear this story. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Next, I think February 16th, I'll be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie.
Nice.
Come to that.
Yeah, boy.
These guys are great.
Really? I've never been there.
Yeah.
Excited about it.
Good things.
Yeah. Great guys.
Next Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm at Hard Rock AC, Atlantic City.
Oh, Wednesday?
Tuesday, Wednesday. Yes. And Thursday. Oh, Valentine's Day. If you're...
Wait. Next week?
Yeah, I'm going to miss next week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Shane boy.
It's going to be racist.
Hold the reins.
What did you just say?
He said it's going to be racist.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to the race.